It's long been known that ground-level ozone pollution drifts between continents. Now a team from the UW-Madison has used emissions, wind, and rainfall data to fuel computer modeling that lays out when and where emissions from Asia and Europe arrive in the U.S. Environmental Studies Assistant Professor Tracy Holloway says because of west-to-east winds, the west coast of the U.S. gets 12% of its ozone from overseas, while the east coast gets 6 to 10%. But Holloway says on high ozone days, the foreign sources only make up a small percentage of the load.
On the worst days, most of the emissions that are impacting the U.S. are coming from U.S. sources. However, it's still valuable to quantify what is outside of our control, because all of the import coming in from other areas is required to be offset by our local emission controls.
In other words, U.S. polluters like coal-burning power plants and other sources have to do more to balance off the foreign pollution. Holloway says the new study should help target federal efforts to reduce smog overseas.
And that there's a double benefit for us to be helping developing countries have cleaner burning energy might have benefit to U.S. air quality as well.
Holloway presented the findings yesterday to the American Geophysical Union. The UW researchers next plan to study how the foreign pollution interacts with U.S. weather patterns and emissions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.